This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Summertime, I bring you back here in summertime.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Wayne Allyn Root War Now. I just can't help saying it again and again. What happened in Vegas, the Vegas Massacre, this show comes to you from Las Vegas. What happens in Vegas doesn't stay in Vegas. It reverberates all over the world. We are the tourist capital of the world, the convention capital of the world. We are the gambling capital of the world. We're an amazing city, Las Vegas. I love it here. I don't plan on ever moving. But having said that, what happened on October 1st, 2017 was a tragedy, and what happened since then is a travesty. Is it a cover-up? I don't know what word you'd use. I don't want to use a word that strong. Is it a cover-up? I don't know, but it sure smells like cover-up. It sure sounds like cover-up. It sure looks like a cover-up. Remember that movie, A Few Good Men? You know, you can't take the truth. You can't handle the truth. You don't want the truth. The FBI and the United States government must assume the American people don't want the truth, because anybody could see this isn't the truth. The FBI did spend a year and a half investigating the worst terror attack in the history of America and come up with nothing. They don't have any idea why Paddock did it. They just say they leave it, what's the exact words they use? Associated Press says FBI finds no specific motive in the Vegas shooting. The only thing the FBI says, they think he wanted to go down as a famous guy. Okay, that's it. Just like that. A guy woke up, an overweight middle-aged man woke up and became Rambo, despite having no police or military training. He became Rambo overnight. He broke one of the most high-secure windows at the top of a hotel, high-rise hotel, that really only firemen know how to break with a special tool. He lifted up a gigantic gun. He decided to shoot and kill literally hundreds of people, kill and wound hundreds of people. And then, inexplicably, here's the other amazing thing. The police never breached his door for an hour plus after he stopped shooting. So for no reason, after 10 minutes of shooting, he just put a gun in his mouth and killed himself and let everybody else get away. Here's a madman who wants to kill everyone, right? As many as he can. Madman. That's the official story. And he just stops shooting and kills himself, even though there are no policemen shooting at him. There's no guards or police in the hallway. There's nobody there to stop him. Nobody. There hasn't been a single attempt to stop him. They're not closing in on him. They're never going to close in for an hour. He could have killed 1,000 people, 2,000 people, because there were 30,000 people at that concert. And after shooting 50 of them dead, 50 plus, 58, and wounding 500, he just stops and kills himself. Makes no sense. Nothing made sense. In the last week, I've run into 10 people who knew people at that event. Every one of them says there were multiple shooters. The FBI concludes one man did it. There were no other shooters. Everything about this is rancid. I don't know who did it. I don't know why they did it. But I know it smells bad, and I know it smells and tastes rancid. Something isn't right, and it's a cover-up. That's what it appears to be, and it certainly is unsatisfying response. And by the way, they could have issued this report 5 minutes after the attack. It took them almost a year and a half to come to the conclusion they didn't know anything. Come on, folks. I may have been born yesterday, but I wasn't born in the last minute. And this report reeks of just complete cover-up and lies and fraud. I don't know why. Nobody knows why. I know that I wrote a 20-page treatise a few months ago, or only months after the event happened, a 20-page treatise explaining all the things that smelled bad about the Vegas Massacre and how it just doesn't add up and doesn't make sense. And there were so many different areas of it that made no sense. It took me 20 pages. It took the FBI 3 pages, and they never brought any of those things up. No inconsistencies, including the only guy who stumbled upon the scene, Jesus Campos, security guard, who many suggest was an illegal alien. His own brother-in-law turns out to be an illegal alien. And his own brother-in-law made comments in the media just days ago that this guy's been hidden away by FBI, by MGM. He does one interview. It's with a comedian. It's with a comedian, Ellen DeGeneres. And he limps out after being shot, limps out a month later with a cane and a terrible limp. But he tells the police he drove to Mexico the next day after the shooting. A guy who got shot and has to limp with a cane a month later was shot so badly he was able to drive to Mexico the day after the shooting. This is the only witness to the worst mass shooting in the history of America. Makes no sense. I know about you, but this whole thing stinks to high heaven. Smells like the JFK assassination. Are we ever going to get answers? My guess is no. All right, Bill O'Reilly's here with his answers, his talking points. Without further ado, the King of Cable News, Bill O'Reilly.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly, and this is the Talking Points Memo. Tom Brokaw and karma. So you may know that the former NBC News anchor got into a bit of trouble when he said that he believes Hispanics living in the USA have to try harder to assimilate into our culture here. That means language, customs, that kind of thing. Well, that did not go down real well with the politically correct cadres who now rule the media. So right away on Twitter and all that, Brokaw was vilified. It took him about 30 seconds to start apologizing profusely, saying, well, I've always been a champion of Hispanics, and I just want to make things better, but I'm sorry if I offended anyone. Okay, so here's the deal. If you speak generally about any ethnic group, with one exception, any group, you are going to be vilified unless you say the best things constantly. If you criticize any group, all right, generally speaking, you are going to be hammered, because we live in an age where that is not permitted. That does not come under the constitutional right of free speech. The one group you can criticize in a general sense are white men. Go get them. You can do whatever you want. White men are bad, evil, terrible, white privilege, toxic masculinity. All right? Shaving people can say that on television. You can say it all day long. You'll be applauded for saying that. But that's it. No other group. Maybe Catholics, but that's even dicey because a lot of Hispanic Americans are Catholic. So, Tom Brokaw, I see this as not a terrible statement by Brokaw. I disagree with it because I used to teach high school in Dade County, Florida, and I taught many, many, many Hispanics, Cubans, and Nicaraguans, Central Americans, and those kids were assimilating pretty well. And some of their parents didn't speak English at home, but so what? And some of them, the students spoke Spanish to each other, and I speak a little Spanish, so they were cursing me out, I knew it. And I didn't encourage that, but I wasn't offended by it. There was no school policy that you had to speak English in the common areas. But by and large, the kids assimilated because they wanted to go to the movies and they wanted to watch TV programs. They wanted to listen to music. It was all in English. And they adopted American customs pretty fast. So when Brokaw said that, I knew what he meant, but I disagree with it. I don't think there's a problem with assimilation in the Hispanic communities across the country. And if they choose to speak Spanish, it doesn't bother me. All right. So then the left goes after Brokaw, who's a liberal guy. He's a liberal guy. And he's assimilated from South Dakota. He's assimilated quite nicely into the salons of Manhattan and Washington, D.C. But it's karma. Because the agency that he worked for, NBC News, is the champion of PC. And they run a network, MSNBC, that is a totalitarian regime. I remember when I worked at Fox, I confronted the then CEO of General Electric, Jeffrey Immelt, who was overseeing NBC News. GE owned it, and they sold it subsequently. I said, how do you let these attack animals rip apart people on a daily basis when they're lying? They're not attacking. It's all hate, 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 hate. How do you do that? And Immelt, you know, he wanted to make money. And that's the only way MSNBC could make money, was attacking people like me. Oh, there is Donald Trump now. So Brokaw, he's not on MSNBC as far as a regular basis, but he's in that company, NBC, that fosters that. So now he's getting hits from the PC crowd, which he championed. That is called karma. And that is the Talking Points Memo. I'm Bill O'Reilly for Newsmax, reminding you that I do commentary every night on BillO'Reilly.com. That is no BS, that is honest, and that is fact-based. We also have an amazingly successful book out called Killing the SS. There are 17 million copies of the Killing books in print. We hope you check out Killing the SS. You'll like it, and if you like history, the other 7 books in the Killing series are worthy as well. I will see you soon.
17 million books in print. Bill O'Reilly, you're amazing. 17 million. You ever think about a number like that? The book business is not a great business anymore. It's very hard to sell books. 17 million? The guy is a superstar, man. He is a stud. Thank you, Bill O'Reilly. Great stuff. No wonder he's number one 16 years in a row on cable TV. Sells 17 million books. That's called having a following. That's why he's been a godsend to my show. I thank you so much, Bill O'Reilly, because our ratings are exploding. And we've got ourselves a big winner here. And I like to say, you know, it's like Park City. I used to say people come for the winter and they stay for the summer for the rest of their lives. They come for Bill O'Reilly to my show. And then once they tune in, they go, we like this guy, Wayne Root. And they stay forever. Bill O'Reilly gets him in the door and I try to keep forever. It's a great team. Thank you, Bill. Wayne Allyn Root, Worn Out, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. Shooting up like a meteor, baby. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. My Pillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever My Pillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium My Pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
I'm Wade Allyn Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%. More than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
War now!
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, welcome back. Wayne Allyn Root of the Wayne Allyn Root Show, aptly named. I don't know who came up with that name, but they are creative. The Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV as well as USA Radio. I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Tangible Investments. That's important to mention. I'm a big fan of Tangible Investments. I think they're great. I'm a big fan of all the sponsors of this show. Number one, because every single CEO of one of these companies that sponsors my show is a friend, an FOW, friend of Wayne. Remember, there used to be FOBs, friend of Bill Clinton, FOBs. And these are all FOWs. They're all friends of Wayne for many, many, many years. And they believe in me, and that's why they put their money where their mouth is and sign the front of the checks and sponsor the show. So that's the number one reason I love these people. The number two reason is they do it for you. They love conservatism, and they love conservatives, and they want to offer you great deals, and they want to offer to protect your assets. And that's why I've got a great group of sponsors on this show, and that's why you should call them and thank them. And by the way, even if you don't want to buy their products, call them or email them or go to their website, put in a comment, and thank them for sponsoring the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, because without them, there is no show. So you really got to thank them. And liberals are always trying to pull our sponsors down and get rid of them and hurt them and boycott them. And, you know, we don't do things like that. You know, I couldn't care less. Bruce Springsteen's one of my favorite bands. Bon Jovi's one of my favorite bands. They're big liberals. I don't care. I love their music, right? I'm not going to ruin their careers because they disagree with me on politics. But liberals are mentally a little unbalanced. And they think that if a person disagrees with them, number one, they have no right to disagree with them. There could be no, you know, there could be no disagreement in America. You have to go to a communist re-education camp. It's the craziest idea that, you know, if you disagree with someone, you can't eat at their restaurant. You can't buy their music. You can't read their books. It's just insulting. And so we have to fight for our sponsors who are good to us. That brings up Tangible Investments, who's been good to me for many, many years. I've spoken at many conferences on their behalf, and they have sold and given away many of my books to their clients. And now they've decided to sponsor both my radio and TV show. Thank you, Tangible Investments. Silvano DeGeneva has been my friend for about 15 years. He's the founder and CEO of the company. The company's been around for over 30 years. And if you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver, and you've got a receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Silver Eagle retail value $199, because they want to prove that once you bought from Tangible, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. See, they want to deal with people who've bought gold and silver in the past, because that means you're a person who understands gold and silver and how important they are to your financial future, and they like people like that. So if you're one of those people, you qualify. It's $199 gold coin gift free. Call Tangible Investments, 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. Anywhere in the country, toll-free, 800-780-9000. They've done billions of dollars in transactions, and they could show you how to protect your assets. One more time, 800-780-9000. I happen to be Jewish by birth. Roseanne Barr is Jewish. I've never been a real fan of Roseanne Barr, although she's a very talented comedian, but not a fan of her politics. It was very weird and liberal at first, and then she became a conservative Trump supporter, but she said weird things, and I knew she was going to get us in trouble, and then she made those comments about Valerie Jarrett that sounded so racist and kind of got us all in trouble and got kicked off her own show. But I must say, I agree with her now. She says she was in Israel, and she gave a speech, and she says, "We have Hamas in Congress." We have Hamas in Congress, in reference to the congressional freshman class of 2019, which includes anti-Israel congresswomen Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar. She gave an exclusive interview to Breitbart News in Tel Aviv on Monday evening, and she said the Democratic Party has been infected by people who hate Jews, hate Israel, and want BDS, which is BDS is the idea of boycotting any company that does business with Israel. And she says, we have Hamas in Congress, and I agree. She says they've said many things that are anti-Semitic. I agree. She says the Democratic Party will eventually move to being pro-BDS. You know, for the moment, there are some Jewish Democrat leaders who claim they're not. You know, Democratic Party will never be anti-Israel. But eventually, it's headed that way. It's headed in a communist direction. It's headed in an anti-Israeli direction. It's headed in a hate of towards Jews, an anti-Semitic direction, and a pro-BDS. And she even says what BDS really is, an incarnation of Jew-hating. It's a boycott of Jewish businesses worldwide. Nobody knows that because they think it's about an occupation, Israel occupying Palestine, but there is no such occupation. Of course there's not. I agree with Roseanne on pretty much everything she says. So I just think it's interesting that so many of the Jewish people vote Democrat, so many of the Jewish people don't like Donald Trump, and I'm a Jew who loves Donald Trump, and the black people of America are trying to do this Blexit thing, black exit, you know, like Brexit, Blexit, and there's a couple of black leaders trying to say black should become conservatives. I'm going to start the Jexit movement. It's time for Jews to get out of the Democratic Party. It's time for Jews to realize the Democratic Party is filled with anti-Semites who want to destroy Israel. It's time for a Jexit.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the bestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the bestedpill.com. That's T-H-E bestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Capitol Hill, Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky says government shutdowns just don't work.
This is an example of government dysfunction, which is should be embarrassing to everyone on a bipartisan basis.
Regarding a bill that would make it difficult for future government shutdowns?
I'd be open to anything that we could agree on a bipartisan basis that would make them pretty hard to occur again. There's some differences about how to craft that.
In a D.C. federal court on Tuesday, former Trump advisor Roger Stone pleads not guilty to 7 counts, including lying to Congress and witness tampering. Your numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, it was a mixed bag as the Dow was up 53 points to close at 24,581. The NASDAQ lost 57 and the S&P closed 4 points lower. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, money, money.
Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do?
If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty. And what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Is War Now, the
Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root War. Now, by the way, my water of choice, Real Water, they give me free water because they believe in the conservative cause. I never, ever, ever have to buy water for this show. For 3 years on national radio, local radio, national TV, all water supplied by Real Water. Thank you, Brent Jones. They deliver cases every week. So me and my guests all have as much water as we want because he's a big conservative and he believes in the cause. So I like to thank people who do things like that. Thank you, Real Water. Great people, realwater.com. And I want to thank Synergenics for making Wayne Root great again. Because people watch the show for a year and a half now, I've been on the air, and they say the difference is dramatic in how much younger I look and how much healthier I look, and that's because of Synergenics. They made Wayne Root great again. Trump's job is to make America great again. Synergenics' job is great to make Americans great again. They are my fountain of youth, and they will make you great again, and you get a free, no-obligation consultation. And I'll tell you what I've learned. I am living proof that 99% of all men, I mean men and women too, but mostly, look, I can only state what a guy can state. 99% of all men over the age of 50 are in big trouble and they don't know it. Because I was a fitness fanatic and an exercise fanatic and eat healthy fanatic and a vitamin fanatic, and still I showed up for all my tests with Synergenics and I basically flunked everything. You know, there were all kinds of problems in my blood brewing, in my body brewing, and thank God they nipped them in the bud and they reversed them. So if you're over the age of 50 and you don't take care of yourself the way I did, remember, I've never drank in my life, I've never smoked in my life, never done a drug in my life. So can you imagine all the people that drink lots of beer and lots of booze and they partake of drugs and they party and they stay out late, don't get enough sleep and smoke cigarettes and eat unhealthy food? I never did any of that. All the people who never exercise. I've exercised my whole life and still had a ton of problems. So can you imagine the average person what kind of trouble they're in? Call Synergenics now. That's my New Year's wish for you and my New Year's gift to you. Call Synergenics now. 888-YOUNGER. Free, no-obligation consultation. They'll tell you what's wrong with you, and they'll solve the problem. 888-YOUNGER. If you want to be older, don't call. But if you want to be younger, you should call 888-YOUNGER or go to Synergenics.com and set up your free, no-obligation appointment. 888-YOUNGER or Synergenics, C-E-N-E-Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S, Synergenics.com. Thank you for sponsoring this show and making Wayne Root great again. All right, so let's grab some calls. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Give us a call right now. Let's take Stuart in West Virginia on line one. Stuart, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne. I love your show, and I love O'Reilly. Yesterday you had Bill on, and Bill said, "Does anyone really care about Roger Stone?" And I just want to say I care a whole lot about what happened to Roger Stone. I think it was an absolute outrage what happened to him, and I thought it was the beginning of a fascist dictatorship in this country. And this was really serious. Anyone who's not paying attention to what happened to this man with this raid, with all these jackbooted, heavily armed people, anyone who's not paying attention to this is really wrong. This was really serious, and if this is a harbinger of what is yet to come, we as a nation are in deep, deep trouble. We can't have a dual justice system where one group of people gets a free pass on everything they do, no matter how illegal it is, and other people who are on the wrong political side get persecuted for doing basically nothing. So this, with all due respect to Bill, and I love Bill, he is an icon. He's a genius, and so are you, by the way.
Thank you.
But with all due respect to Bill, he was totally, totally wrong on
that. Well,
let me
stick up for Bill. I don't think he said what you think he said. I think what he meant was, does anyone really care about Roger Stone? Meaning, Roger Stone's like a political goofball, and he's a funny guy, and he's a dirty trickster. I mean, he's got a tattoo of Nixon on his back, and he was one of Nixon's top aides. And he meant, does anyone really care? You know, this guy's not important to American politics. I don't think he meant what happened to Roger Stone, what Mueller did to him, with a 5 a.m. raid where they came, you know, the jackbooted, you said jackbooted people, jackbooted thugs came at 5 in the morning and treated him like he was Al Capone meets Dillinger, meets ISIS, and they treated him worse. worse than Osama bin Laden. It's an absolute American disgrace. I care. I care about that. So it's not that I care about Roger Stone. I think he meant, does anyone care what dirty trick Roger Stone supposedly did? It's not a crime to be an opposition researcher and to, you know, and to find bad things about the other side and to point it out. That's not a crime. You've just criminalized American politics. But I think what Bill meant was, does anyone really care about Roger Stone? He's not a big name. He didn't mean what happened to Roger, because what happened to Roger, I agree with you, Stuart, is one of the great travesties of justice I've ever seen in my life. His wife was basically thrown outside. She's hard of hearing, and she probably didn't know what the hell was going on. 5 a.m, you're disoriented. It's dark outside. You're woken up from the sleep by FBI agents with guns and with night vision goggles. Do you think this is Osama bin Laden? Why did he just have to turn himself in the next day? It's an outrage. It's terrible. I agree with you, Stuart. And by the way, well said, well spoken. Everything you just said was fantastic. Let's take Bob from Las Vegas. Bob, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Wayne, good. How are you, Wayne? Thanks for taking my call.
What's on your mind?
You know, Wayne, as a former federal agent, I'm going to tell you something. It was not FBI. I got to tell you something. You're talking about Roger Stone. It's not Roger Stone. It's what the FBI did in their MO data. Let's look at that. Before you analyze it, they had to ascertain, what is Roger Stone? Roger Stone has no criminal record. He has an expired passport. He's 66 years old, and he can't even afford health insurance. So there is no threat there. One call, they make to his attorney, said, you have him in the office at 9 o'clock the next morning.
Right.
Simple as that. But yet the FBI goes in with 29 armed agents with multiple weapons each, like two SWAT vehicles and 15 other vehicles. It's just unconscionable, and we're moving towards socialism, and the FBI is still out of control.
And by the way, you left out one really serious part of it. Hey, Bob, you don't even mention one serious part of it. And for those who don't know, Bob's calling from Vegas. Bob is actually a friend of this show, and Bob is a hero, a real American hero, a former Secret Service agent who guarded multiple American presidents. I think 5, if I remember correctly, Bob?
5, yes.
5 American presidents.
5.
A real hero, and he's embarrassed by what the FBI is doing. So you tell me how bad that bodes for America. But you left one out, Bob. Not only did they come at 5 a.m. with the night vision goggles and the armored vests and the big guns and terrorize him and his wife, the whole thing's outrageous. But for a minor nothing. But on top of that, the question becomes, what right does Mueller have to tip off CNN to be waiting to get it all on camera? That's the really part of it that I think is even worse, because someone should go to jail for that. Not Roger Stone. The FBI and Mueller should go to jail for tipping off the CNN to be there with cameras and to know what to film and what not. And my understanding is of today, they filmed the arrest of Roger Stone so they would embarrass him and put it on TV. But they did not film the fact that they mishandled his poor 72-year-old wife. And so CNN chose what to show and what not to show.
You know, Wayne, in this day and age, I am really fearful of the direction we're heading, socialism, Cortez and Kamala Harris and these rest of these people. It's really frightening, and the FBI is still out of control. And I don't know what happened. I'm hoping that the new attorney general, the federal attorney general, gives Mueller 60 days, gives him 60 days and tells Mueller, 60 days and you're done, unless you can come up with something.
And Let's hope. I talked about it on the radio show earlier today, and I didn't have time to talk about the TV show, Bob, but I talked about the fact that Howard Schultz of Starbucks claims he's running for president. I think he's a big liberal Democrat, and I can't stand the guy, but even he went on TV today on The View, and he ripped apart the Democratic Party and said they were a bunch of socialists and were headed down that road towards socialism and communism. Even the head of Starbucks, who's a big liberal, who supported hiring Muslim refugees at Starbucks instead of American veterans. I thought he's a terrible liberal, and I've criticized him. Even he understands you're dealing with horrible socialists in the Democratic Party. You still there, Bob? Well, I guess we lost
him. Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, there you are. There you go.
Manafort, 23 hours a day in solitary confinement.
Yeah.
For what? His prior tax evasion from years ago or something like that?
Yeah, tax evasion.
It's disgusting the direction we're heading, and FBI supposedly, with the money they're wasting and Mueller's the money they're wasting, it could be a nice down payment on a nice wall.
Yeah, nobody forget that Obama gave away $1.8 billion without Congress's permission to Iran to in return as a ransom in return for hostages, and never asked anyone's permission. It's against the law for an American president to do that. That $1.8 billion, they had no problem finding. The president found it. Boom. It was there. Obama found it. No one said a word in the Republican Party. But if Trump were to find $1.8 billion lost in the budget of the United States, just pocket money lost in the corner of the pool table, they would say, oh, my God, he stole it. Oh, my God, send Trump to jail. He's a criminal. He used $1.8 billion to build the wall to protect us. What a criminal. It's irrational. And you know what I say, Bob? It's time to say it out loud. Nancy Pelosi opened the window for me, or opened the door for me. She said over the weekend, Trump is a Russian agent who's on the payroll of Putin. So I'm going to now tell you what the truth is. Nancy Pelosi is a Mexican agent, and she's on the payroll of the Mexican drug cartels. Very obvious to me. There's no way you could be against the wall if you're for America. There's no way you could argue the wall isn't necessary and everything's fine at the border unless you're fighting on behalf of the Mexican drug cartels, unless you're paid off with Swiss bank accounts and Cayman Island bank accounts. Somebody's paying off Schumer and Pelosi and the entire Democratic leadership, and I'm willing to bet you that Mexican drug cartels and Mexican mafia awash in what, $20 billion a year worth of revenues? $30 billion, $40 billion, $50 billion? They've easily got $100 million as pocket money to bribe politicians. The Democratic Party is clearly in the pockets of the Mexican drug cartels. This country needs a revolution. Bad stuff going on. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now.
It's happening to you every night. One snores and the other can't sleep. It seems like there's no end to it. But now, there is a quick and easy-to-use solution. A natural solution. SnoreStop. SnoreStop was created and tested by a team of physicians and has been helping couples sleep for over 18 years. It is the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S.
Thank you, SnoreStop. You saved my marriage.
SnoreStop sprays or tablets are now available nationwide at Rite Aid and CVS. Or you can go online at SnoreStop.com. Don't wait. It's time to try SnoreStop and make every night a better night for both of you.
Thanks, SnoreStop. Now I'm back in the bedroom.
So don't wait. Try SnoreStop, the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S. Spray or tablets are available today at Rite Aid and CVS or online at SnoreStop.com. That's SnoreStop.com. SnoreStop, keeping you together.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA. Okay.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
Last segment of the show. One more chance to ask, where is Judge Ruth Bader Ginsburg? Where is she? Weekend of Bubbies. I'm Jewish. You know what Jewish people call their grandmother? Bubby. Weekend of Bubbies. Remember the movie Weekend of Bernies? He was dead, and they propped him up for an entire weekend to try and make a business deal go through. You wonder, is Ruth Bader Ginsburg really alive? Is she there? I don't know. Weekend of Bubbies. I don't know. What happened to her? You know, my guess is she's very ill. She's probably still alive. But hopefully they can't cover up the death of the Supreme Court Justice. But certainly, she's very ill. She's probably, you know, laying on her deathbed, cannot ever get involved in the Supreme Court again. And they're trying to run out the clock somehow, some way. They're hoping to keep her alive or keep her illness secret for long enough that it gets into territory where they can claim it's too close to the election and the president has no right to name a new Supreme Court nominee if it's that close to the election. I don't know how they carried out that long, but something's wrong. Anybody can see that. Sam Lantis and the Lantis Tax Group, something's right with them. They are the great. You like that segue? They are the greatest. Sam Lantis, another friend of mine, long time, because he handled my cases when the IRS of Barack Obama came after me and tried to destroy me. See, there's a guy who should have gone to jail for many, many years. I can't think of a worse crime than asking the IRS to come after somebody who you don't like. Maybe I can think of one crime. How about asking the FBI to send SWAT teams in to arrest somebody who's clearly done nothing wrong, who's a political opposition guy named Roger Stone, send the FBI to scare him and his wife half to death and bankrupt him so he's destitute for the rest of his life, has no money, he's going to die with nothing. That, you know, $1 million in legal fees he can't afford, so he's got no choice but to cooperate. That's as low and disgusting as you'll ever get. This used to be something you do to people that actually did something wrong. And we've weaponized the government to go after everyone. So it's a perfect time to talk about Sam Lantis, because when the government was weaponized against me, and they used the IRS to try and destroy me, Sam Lantis took my case for pennies on the dollar because he was a fan of mine. And we beat the IRS not once, but twice. They came back at me a second time. We beat him again. Thank you, Sam Lantis. I didn't owe him a penny because of you. And so I went to Sam and I said, everybody knows that only rich guys can afford top lawyers. And you did it for me for pennies on the dollar. Can you do it for everyone, all my fans, for pennies on the dollar? And Sam Lantis came back and said, yeah, let's do it. And he formed the Lawyers IRS Resolution Services for a total monthly fee of only $190. He could solve most cases in 3 to 6 months. That's less than a car payment. My 18-year-old son has a used car and the payment's $300 a month. This is $190 a month for a top tax attorney in Beverly Hills, California, has represented 8,500 cases in front of the IRS in all 50 states all over the United States. Lawyers, IRS Resolution Services, give them a call now. You even start with a free consultation with a tax attorney. Someone who is, you have attorney-client privilege. Everything you say is protected. Easy to remember how to contact them, 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, or WeHelpYou.com, the letter U, 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, the letter U, or WeHelpYou.com. That's 800-934-3578. Give them a call. IRS Tax Day coming up fast, April 15th. You will want to get him involved for $190 a month. For 3 to 6 months, he solves your problems. The guy's amazing. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU. All right, let's grab some calls. Let's grab Buck in St. Louis, line two. Buck, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Fine, thank you, sir. And yourself?
Very good. That is a strong, masculine Midwest name, Buck. I like it. Buck from St. Louis. What's on your mind?
I was channel surfing on the computer, and it's my understanding that General Motors still owes $11.2 billion for their loan. I wish our president could squeeze that out of them and just go ahead and commence with building the barriers and make a mockery out of Schumer, Pelosi, and Ann Coulter, and they can all eat crow at the same time.
Yeah, look, there's a lot of ways to get the money, let's face it. I mean, Trump went ahead and signed. The only mistake of Trump's presidency that I didn't like was when he signed the omnibus spending bill a year ago. I thought it was an obscene spending bill. It would raise our national debt, and I hated it, and I thought he should have vetoed it. And he signed it. It's the only time I got mad at him. But he had a method to his madness. He announced to everybody that he had to do it to get the big money for the military budget and get the military, all of America's military, completely funded to the strongest military in the world. And Obama had let it rot and let it starve. And so he did that, and he got $85 billion for the military. Why not take the money out of that and use it to build the wall? To me, that seems like the obvious answer, but it could be from General Motors. It could be from El Chapo. How about El Chapo? He's the drug dealer from Mexico. Well, we've seized $14.8 billion. Why should we use that to build the wall? There's a lot of ways to get the money. This is like me taking a penny out of my wallet. It's such a small part of the budget. Any Democrat who fights it, I repeat, I'm going to keep saying it every single night on USA Radio, Newsmax TV. If you fight the wall, you must be on the payroll of the Mexican drug cartels and the Mexican mafia. You must be. Gotta be. All right, thank you, Buck, for the call. Let's take Art in Connecticut. Art in Connecticut on line three. Real quick, we're almost done with the show for tonight. What's on your mind?
First off, ditto goes out to all your previous callers, okay? Number one, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, right?
Yeah, quick now, Art. We're running out. The music's on. You got about 20 seconds. Go.
Okay, call Dr. Lederman. He's on WOR, 1710 radio station. He talks about Ruth Bader Ginsburg being healed by his services.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I'm not sure what that means, Art, but healed by his services? I don't think Ruth Bader Ginsburg is in a position to be healed probably at this moment by anyone's services. My dad died of lung cancer, never smoked a day in his life. Ruth Bader Ginsburg was operated on for lung cancer, just like my dad, and that's a bad disease, and she's 85 years old. He was 66, and he died in a few months. She's 85 with lung cancer. I don't think anyone's healing Ruth Bader Ginsburg so quick. Wayne Allyn Root, we'll see you tomorrow. Have yourself a great night. All the cops out there, be careful. If you live in Chicago, don't freeze. Be careful out there. God bless you.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.